Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 5th of February 2016. Be devoted to one another. Be devoted to one another. Brothers and sisters, these are scriptures that many don't understand or don't even know. And this causes a lot of trouble for themselves, because then the devil came to steal, kill and destroy, and he is also walking about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, will then be given a foothold, a big foothold, and he begins to destroy lives, destroy careers, destroy the life on earth. No peace, no joy, no righteousness, the quarrels in the churches, all this. So this has to be understood clearly, and this can only be done for those who want to obey Jesus Christ. Those who don't want to obey Jesus Christ, there's nothing you can do. Then, but they don't want to obey Jesus Christ, then they're not even disciples. They're not even Christians. They just want to do their own thing. Then they should not be in that congregation, because if they came wanting to follow Jesus Christ, yes, then they're struggling. Yes, we guide them, we help them and all. But they clearly do not want to follow Jesus Christ. Means wrong place. That is why I used to have a statement from beginning. After observing this 1-2 years after I came to the Lord, then I realized this is the problem. Everyone calls themselves Christian when they actually, the church is full of non-Christians. Unbelievers were actually coming there because somebody told them that Jesus Christ will settle your money matters or whatever. They came for that purpose. And then they are not willing to follow the other concepts and precepts of Christ. That is why the disciples made it clear. Remember the scriptures that said they do not listen because they are not one of them. They are not one of them. So brothers and sisters, today the scriptures are very clear. You have to understand this. Yesterday we dealt with this. We dealt with this whereby the apostles are saying they will not listen to us. Apostles are saying, you know, they will not listen to us. That is, not listen to the apostles. Now, in the apostles, of course, 2000 years ago, they have passed away. Now, how are they now new persons, new so-called Christians? If they are not listening to the word of God written by the apostles, then they are not one of us. It's not one of us, because they are not wanting to listen to what the apostles have written in the scriptures, in the epistles, in the letters, and so they are not one of us. So then you must understand, if they are not one of us, nothing you can do. So then it is, I used to say, you know, you cannot play football in a golf club. You cannot play football in a golf club. The golf club won't allow you, because the golf club lawn is so expensive. Or even you cannot play football in a tennis lawn club. The lawns are so expensive to maintain. The golf clubs are millions of dollars, and people come and kick the football, and the football boots will tear off the skin of the grass there. How to play golf after that? That is the same thing. When people come wanting to change, wanting to obey, wanting, you know, they're not changed yet. Yes, we accept them, we teach them, we guide them, we put people together, we put counselors together, we watch one another, we care for them, with no money, we have to provide for them, with no food, we have to provide for them, all that, yes. But if you see clearly, they don't want to give, even accept the written word of God, then over. Then you know they are not Christians, because only disciples were first called Christians in the city of Antioch. Brothers and sisters, this looks very hard. No, this is what the word of God is. So if we don't want to listen to the word of God, if I don't want to follow that word of God, then I myself in doubt, question isn't it, whether I'm actually a disciple or not. When Jesus clearly said, in 1 John 4, I'm quoting 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. This is John saying, you know, he who is of God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. We also ought to love one another. This, we have to. We must. What means we must? We have to. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. How? how we love them. We'll come to the scripture, you know, this new commandment I give you. Jesus said before he left, he told the disciples. Now 12, 1 John 12, 4, 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. And his love has been perfected in us. His love has been perfected in us. So how do you know his love, God's love is perfected in me? Is when I love one another, that the disciples, I'm going to love the disciples as he has loved me. So as he has loved me. Now, if the disciples under my care in the congregation, they do not love, one or two don't love each other as Jesus has loved them, then I have to sit and deal with this. You have to call them. And then they may get upset with you. But that is the job of a pastor, of an elder, of a disciple who's caring for others. That's your job. Watchmen. Old Testament, they had watchmen. These are disciples who watch each other. The New Testament disciples watch each other. Now, when we go to the first John 13, 34 to 35. John 13, 34 to 35. Apostle John saying, written through Apostle John. I am giving you a new commandment. Jesus saying, you know, and you love one another. That you love one another, a new commandment I'm giving you. Just as I have loved you, so you too are to love one another. You too are to love one another. I'm reading Amplified. This is Jesus Christ himself telling me, telling you, just as I have loved you, so you too are to love one another. 35. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples. That you are my disciples. Now, if you have love and unselfish concern for one another, that is, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. Now, this love Jesus Christ is telling is selfless love, completely. Love one another, selfless. And then Romans 12:10, Apostle Paul saying, be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection, or sisterly affection in this case, if you are a sister, as many as members of one family, give preference to one another in honor. Now, be devoted to one another. This is a command, eh? This is not a, please, maybe you can be devoted. No, devoted. Now, what is devoted? Devoted in the dictionary will be like this. Loyal, faithful, true, staunch, steadfast, constant, committed, dedicated, affectionate, caring, attentive. In fact, they will also say admiring. Oh, this is my sister, this is my brother. I thank Jesus, they are following Jesus. I thank Jesus. That's why you're admiring them for the following of Jesus Christ. But you know what happens? In reality, this happens because people don't know the scriptures. In reality, this happens. Oh, why did they say that about me? Oh, what is the sister? Let's say they will, anywhere the devil can come bring along, and our wicked hearts, you are also wicked heart, a wicked heart. Not you, your spirit man is you. You are a spirit being. Your wicked heart, my wicked heart will come. Oh, why did they say it like that? And then supposing somebody is not serving properly. Let's say they are supposed to bring certain kind of food and didn't bring enough because of fellowship, enough people, each of them bring their home cooked food and we share. So, oh, they didn't bring enough. Why did the woman don't bring enough? Now then you got a problem with Jesus Christ himself. Why? Because you are not loving one another, you are not devoted to one another, you are not putting them above you. Think more highly of them, another scripture says. But pastor, what happens if it's true? If it's true, then you first of all have to think like this. First of all, start thinking maybe they don't have money, maybe something went wrong today, maybe. Now, the repeating itself means, then you have to go by what Jesus says. What is God's word? When this kind of happens, you go and speak to them. And normally this kind of congregation, they'll have a few people in charge of a committee like thing to do the food, isn't it? Who the cooks, what and all. Go ahead, that group of people, two or three sisters, must sit with this sister. First, not start by saying, hey, you didn't bring any food at all. You didn't bring enough food, you know. Start by thinking more highly of her. Start by thinking, sister, is something problem in the house? Is there enough funds with you? Is there some problem, some difficulty? Start thinking whether they got some problem. Start asking whether it's an issue. Then, if they don't open up, or they say no, then you have to tell them, sister, this is not enough. You have to bring more. Are you able to bring more? If you're not able to bring more, say so. Then we will adjust among ourselves. That is being devoted to one another. Not straight away. Why? And this woman don't bring enough. Why is this woman? And then you say to that, sister, you're not bringing enough food. That is a stupid disciple to say like this. First of all, the command is, if you do not love one another as I have loved you, then God is not in you. Now you see the problem here. Can you imagine the problem? God is saying, how do you know God abides in you? God abides in you if you love one another as He has loved us. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and love is perfected in us. If you do not love one another as Jesus Christ commanded the disciples, then Jesus is not inside us. Now the apostle, the devil now knows, hey, I take advantage of you now. I take advantage of you now. He's going to whack you. And then when he whacks you, you cannot, your mind becomes so clouded, you cannot connect the problem. You cannot connect the dot. You cannot connect and say, I think, why is happening to me? Why? Because you're already not loving one another as he has loved us. You are looking at it, why? You all realize this is the cause. This is the cause. Because you're not devoted to one another, you're not loving one another as Jesus Christ has commanded. Now the devil is taking advantage and stealing something else. Maybe he gives you financial problem. Maybe he gives you health problem. Maybe he gives you children problem. Maybe he gives you neighbors problem. See, yeah, you know, I've got a number of ways he can give a problem. Maybe no peace. Maybe some rashes are coming. We don't know. Because he got many ways to wreck you and me. That is why, now, you love one another as he has loved it. This is the second highest commandment. The third highest commandment is loving your neighbor as yourself, and of course, even the fourth one is love even your enemies if you want to be sons of the Most High God. So when you're in difficulties, when you're examining yourself some difficulties, start checking step by step. First, did you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? They will always say yes. That is already you're not loving God. Why? How do you know whether you're loving God with all your strength and all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? You're examining yourself. Get somebody else to examine, is there anything I'm doing wrong? Two, love your one another as I have loved you. Second examination. Third examination, love your neighbor as yourself. Fourth examination, love your enemies. Now, the second commandment, I guess highest commandment is loving them as Jesus loves us. By willing to give, you know, give. Think highly of them, think more highly of them. But the third commandment, loving your neighbor as yourself means, now, don't always care for them. But if the neighbor can be a nuisance also, then you start praying or whatever if you can't move out of the place because you want to, don't want to get in trouble, don't want to trouble everybody, you want to move out, cannot move out. Then you start praying, commanding all the wicked unclean spirits because the neighbor is not a problem. The battle is not between human beings, not between flesh and blood. The battle is against the spiritual forces, a host of wickedness in high places, in heavenly places. It's a demonic thing. So you start binding all the wicked unclean spirits in the neighborhood, in your neighbor, and then asking mercy for them, thinking, loving them. Then you pray, you're not praying with anger. Then the prayer is not going to work. It's only a prayer with love, heartfelt love will go through. And then you begin to care for them. You understand, we were all also like that. Just because you're changed now, the other thing, you know, when people come to new souls come, then somebody may say, sister, brother, you got to, you know, you can overcome this way, that way, right? Now, God already said, each to his level of faith. Now, that faith, the new person has come, the faith is small. They're not exercising yet. They don't even know many words of God. But then you would have taken some time to come there, but you tell, I will overcome. Now, you overcome, sister. You overcome, brother. Not taking for a moment to think how long you took to overcome. You better, when they came, they want to be disciples. Tell them, look, you want to be Christian means, must be wanting to be a disciple, not just believer. This is another story I have addressed this other time. It's not just I want to be a believer. Only disciples were first called Christians. If you just want to be a believer, not a disciple, which is also a falsehood, then you're not a Christian according to Bible definition. In the city of Antioch, disciples were first called Christians. Now, you better understand, you better start by ministering by saying, sister, I also suffered like this. Also struggled, you know. But now you listen to my experience, then how God settled me. So I did this. Maybe we can try doing this, start doing this. Now that's another matter. Because you already say Joseph struggled. So they understand this for hope. But you say, I've overcome already. Now this is it. You go and do. What will happen to the other person, new soul? Oh, they all overcome already. They are special fellows, they are special people. And then they go off. And then you're finished. God will hold the soul on your hands and the blood of the soul on your hands. Now this is a serious God. It's a loving God, but it's a just God. He's a faithful God. He's just for everybody. He's also just to make sure that when you are wrong, you are dealt with. That's what justice is. Justice is not just, I overlook the sin and sin and sin and sin and sin and sin. That's when God says, those who continue the sin, practicing sin, they are born of the devil. Why? Because they do not know Christ. If they know Christ, from inside to be changing, you want to please Him. You want to please Him. You want to be a chaste virgin unto Christ. So even when you are not thinking more highly, not devoted to one another, your temple of God has already got a blemish. Your chaste virgin bride is now getting a blemish. Spot is coming. Why? You are not thinking more highly of others. Think more highly, humble ourselves, and just teach them. Practice, help them. Now if they do not want, or they are doing repeatedly something, then you, after telling them also, then bring it up to the elders. Bring it up to the elders, and two or three will counsel. And after counseling, two or three counseling them, they don't want to listen to, then the counsel will decide what to do with that soul. Whether to ask the soul to leave, or soul to do something else, or go fast and pray, or whatever. But there are steps Jesus Christ has put. Now, so you think highly, you deal with it, you start off with the problem, any issue, can we help, can we settle this, what is the issue? They don't open up. Then you have to tell them the problem. Then after that, kind of problem, they don't listen. Then you have to take it up to the council. Why? That's how Jesus Christ has put. If you are a disciple, you will follow this system, follow this step. At the same time, you will be devout, to be devoted to each other, devoted to each other, devoted to each other. Because by this, the others will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. So love one another as He has loved us. Otherwise, Jesus, the God is not abiding in us. This is a clear scripture. In Jesus' name I pray. Change today, brothers and sisters. There is hope. We have power in Jesus' name. Amen.